First of all, we want to thank the many people who wrote in this week. You know, our mailbag was just stuffed so full it was almost bursting. And it makes us feel awfully good to know we have so many listeners who like our program. The very first letter we opened up was from Dincy Black from Des Moines, and she said it's the best program she's ever listened to. And all the rest of the letters from there on down were just as nice, and it makes us feel very good. And Eddie Schofield and myself want to thank all of you for your very nice remarks. Now we have to name six white rabbits for Dale Draper of Grundy Center, and also from Sharon Holland, the Buffalo Center. They want us to name rabbits. Do you know of any rabbits? Besides naming rabbits, Dale Draper has a steam engine got for Christmas that runs a whole half hour. Does anybody else have a steam engine like that? It'd be pretty nice, wouldn't it? Okay, let's have our names of rabbits.
Jerry? Harvey, Herman, Horace, Hector,
Harvey,
and Henrietta.
Yes, sir. Oh, well, that's wonderful. And you? All right. Jake, okay. That's fine. I think we have, yes, Larry?
Jilly.
Jilly, that's a good name.
You could call him the Six Musketeers.
The Six Musketeers, all right. Now we need a turtle for Judith Ann Wilcox of Newton. She puts him in the sink and he tries to crawl up the side of the sink and looks awfully funny when he falls back. Who knows the name of the turtle? Larry?
Slippery.
Slippery, all right. That's good. Yes?
Snappy.
Snappy, that's a good name for a turtle. Now we need kittens. Five kittens for Connie McGivern of Marengo, Iowa. A great kitten for Anna Marie Carter from Humiston. And Patty Lundy from Churden, Iowa. She said she tried the name of Smokey, but she wasn't satisfied with that. So we'll have to get another name. Now, what about kittens?
Well, you could name them Wink and Blink and Nod and Twinkly and Little Miss Muffet and Bubble.
Well, good. There's, yes?
Zeke.
All right, Jake and Zeke. That's the same boy that wanted Jake for Rabbit, all right. Well, did anybody else know names for kittens, Shirley?
You could name two of them Skippy and Tippy.
Skippy and Tippy, fine, yes. This little girl. Eeny, meeny, miny, and moe, yes?
Taffy.
Well, I think we've got some grand names here. And Connie McGivern had another problem. This same girl from Marengo, Iowa, and so she wrote us a second letter. And she said she wants a present for her 14-year-old sister who's going to have a birthday this month. Now, Shirley, since you're 14, suppose you give us some suggestions of what you'd like for birthday.
Well, I like toiletries, all kinds of perfumes and things. And the scarves that are coming in, the Gibson girl scarves, are awfully pretty. I think she'd like one of those.
Well, thanks very much. That's a wonderful suggestion. I'm sure Connie will find something there to give to her 14-year-old sister. Now, Diane and Susan Wills have a problem. They want to know, they are 6 and 7, and they want to know if 6 and 7-year-old girls are big enough to have a bicycle. Now, what do you children think about that? Jerry, what do you think?
I think so. If they get one of these, the smaller kinds, I don't think they could reach the bigger ones.
All right. A smaller kind of bicycle. What do you think about that, David?
Well, I think that's right.
You think that's right. Everybody think, yes? All right. Everybody think that's right? We unanimously say to Susan and Diane Wills, they're perfectly capable of having a bicycle, providing it isn't too big and they're careful. Hope you have a lot of fun on your bicycle. Now, we have to name canaries. We've never named canaries before, but we have to name a canary for Glenda Alger of Green City, Missouri, and Martin Ayler from Twin Lakes, Minnesota. Now, who has, Shirley?
Well, you can name it Chirpy.
Chirpy, that's good, David.
You can name one Raspberry.
Raspberry, all right. Anybody else, Jerry?
Well, we named it our canary Horace.
Horace, you named your canary Horace, yes?
Well, Skippy or Dickie.
Skippy or Dickie, all right. Another name? Pete, all right, that's fine. Now we have to name some dolls. Judy Clark of LaVilla, Iowa, has a magic skin doll, and Ray Jean Cheetah from Marengo has four dolls, and Karen Lee Rudolph from Sigourney, Iowa. So we need lots of names of dolls. This little girl in red.
Sally and Susie.
Sally and Susie. This boy?
Cinderella.
Cinderella, all right.
Betsy Lou.
Good.
Yes. Rosemary.
All right. And another name?
Janet.
We need some fish for Delbert Livinggood.
How many fish does he have? Well, you can name them Wink and Blink and Nod.
All right.
Lizzie.
Anybody else? All right, now we have some calves for Nadine Dewar.
Well, Spotty and Twinkly.
Thank you very much. And now that we have finished these, will you sing for us, David?
Yes.
If you should have a chronic ache, pills won't make you strong. The only tonic you should take is a teaspoonful of salt. So if you'd really like to be happy, lucky, just like me, drown your frowns, my friend, and you will see that you'll be full of fun and fancy free.
Thank you very much, David. Give him a hand, everybody. Didn't he do a nice job? We also want to thank Jerry Mark from Iowa Falls, Laverne Frimmel from Marengo, Iowa, and Carol Whiteman from Perry, Iowa, says she has a hobby of horses. She has 205 horses, and she's going to collect some more. And Jerry Monroe from Grimmel, Iowa, a picture. He sent me a picture of his Shetland pony that he has as a pet. And Billy Smith from Coon Rapids says he has an uncle on his way home from Japan. And Marion Sine from Farmersburg, and Alice Roop from Albion, and Judy Jackson from Kelowna, Iowa. Thanks, all of you, for your very nice letters. And now, as usual, we have a happy birthday greetings to the following people who have birthdays this week. And Eddie, if you'll give us our happy birthday music, we'll sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to little Sharon Allen, who will be 5, of Ames, Iowa, who is over at her friend Kay Glassbrunner listening to the program as a special treat for her birthday, and Doris Geffman from Kanawha, Iowa, who will be 9, and her mother says it is the very quietest part of the day on Saturday when they listen to this program. Mary Turner, who will be 7, of Marshalltown, Jerry Pullman of Melvin, Iowa, and Virginia McDowell, who will be 6, of Ames, Iowa, and Jimmy Stone, who will be 9, of Otessen. Happy birthday, all of you. Hope you have a very, very good year.
Happy birthday to you.
And now it's time to take our basket, our red and yellow basket, out to our audience. Everybody sitting on the edge of the seats, hoping they'll be the ones who get our surprises from our basket. And now, if Eddie will give me some music while I get over to my traveling mic, I'm going out to see who knows what about what. Eddie keeps giving me jitterbug music. I think he wants me to hop over here. Now, first of all, we'd like to ask one of these bluebirds sitting over here, what's your name?
Rolfly Duffy.
And how old are you?
9.
And you all go to Kirkwood School, do you?
Yeah.
Huh? Is a cow the only animal that gives milk?
No.
No. Good for you. That's absolutely right. What other animal gives milk?
Goat.
Goat. Fine. Anybody else know another animal? My, but you bluebirds are smart. Did your leader teach you that, or do you just know that naturally?
Huh? I knew that naturally.
Okay, doing what comes naturally. That's very fine. Here's a pencil box for you. Thank you a lot. Come down again. Now, let's get one of these boys over here. This boy with the Indian jacket. What's your name?
Wayne Morris.
And where are you from? What school do you go to?
Hubble.
Hubble. How old are you?
11.
11. All right. Now, I want to ask you this question. What word does not fit in? Bingo, Bunko, Dumbo, and Domino. Think? Maybe you got too many freckles on your nose. It's weighing your head down, do you think? Let's give somebody else a chance over here. Who knows the answer to this question? Huh? What word does not fit in? Is that a hard one? Huh? All right, here it is again. Let's get this girl. What's your name?
Juliana Bach.
Juliana Bach, and how old are you?
10.
10. You got an awful pretty smile there. Now, what word doesn't fit? Bingo, Bunko, Dumbo, Domino. You know? Well, I see this girl over here, another blonde over here. You know, don't you? What?
Paul, I mean.
All right, let's give your name first, since you want to give that.
Paula Matheson.
Paula Matheson, where do you go to school?
To Greenwood.
Greenwood. And before you forget the answer, let's have it, all right?
Could you repeat the answer?
My goodness, we'll be on this question all the time, won't we? Bingo, Bunko, Dumbo, and Domino.
Domino.
Domino. Oh, I'm sorry, but that's wrong. All right, let's give this girl. What is it?
Bunko.
Bunko? Oh, goodness. Nobody, doesn't anybody know the answer to this? I thought it was so easy. This bluebird over here. Do you know?
Dumbo.
Dumbo. Oh, I'm so glad. Let me shake your hand. You actually got the answer right. And what's your name?
Karen Fairbank.
All right. And you go to Kirkwood, too, don't you? How
yes.
are you?
Nine.
Now, why is Dumbo the right answer?
Because Dumbo's an elephant.
Dumbo's an elephant, and the others are what?
Games.
Absolutely right, and because you got that question right, here, let's get a present out of our basket of this scrapbook. Do you like to put things in scrapbooks?
Yes.
Well, thanks very much for answering our question right. Now, we'd like to go over here and get a little girl over here in the other part of the studio. What's your name?
Rosalind Rosenberg.
And how old are you?
5 1/2.
That's an awfully pretty dress you have on. Is that new? It isn't new, but it's clean, isn't it? Do you like it? Okay, now, this is a riddle. You know, a little boy named Jimmy McIntosh, who is 9 years old from Cedar Rapids, sent me a long list of riddles. Do you like riddles? Now, see if laughing. See if you know what the answer to this riddle is. What runs across the floor without legs? Can you think of anything that runs across the floor without legs?
A ball.
A ball. Well, good for you. That's absolutely right. And here's a package of Jackson balls for you. Do you like to... Well, honey, this is the ball. Do you like to play Jackson ball? Well, thanks very much for answering the question. Absolutely right. That's pretty good for a 5 1/2-year-old, don't you think? Now, here's another question over here. It's another riddle. Let's get this girl with the earmuffs. Can you hear me with those green earmuffs on?
Yeah.
You can. Is that new earmuffs? Are those new?
Oh, I got them for Christmas.
Well, I thought they must be to have you keep them on. Is that a new coat, too?
Yes.
Yeah, that's new, too. My, you look awfully dressed up. What's your name?
Sharon.
Sharon what?
Sharon K. Weaver.
Sharon K. How old are you, Sharon K.?
7.
7. All right. And what school do you go to?
Hubble.
All right. Now, can you answer this question? What am I? I'm a fruit. I'm always white on the inside, but on the outside, sometimes I'm red, sometimes I'm yellow, and sometimes I'm green.
Apple.
Absolutely right. We've got an awfully lot of smart people here this morning. Well, that's just fine. And here's a calendar for you. Do you like to keep track of the things you do? Well, that's a desk calendar. Thank you very much. Now, I see we're running out of time on our Story Hour program, as we usually do. We have so many things to come up. But if you'll stay with us and come with us again next Saturday at Station WHO, and be sure to write in for your tickets and come down and have fun with us here at the studio. And I hope by next week this frog will be out of my throat and we'll be able to have a lot better program. Next week is the birthday of a very famous American, Benjamin Franklin. And so we're going to do a story of his life. And we plan to have a very fine program for you. And we hope you'll be with us. So thanks a lot for coming down today and helping us on our Story Hour program. And now it's time to say goodbye, boys and girls.
Goodbye, Story!
Listen in again next Saturday when Station WHO presents Leota Keir, the Story Lady. The stories heard on today's program were original by the boys and girls who read them. The music was arranged and presented by Eddie Schofield. This program was a presentation of the Central Broadcasting Company from Station WHO Des Moines.